Hello again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamu. This is part 136 of How to Have God's Life Living in You. And this will be program number 238. If you need a copy of it, if you'd like a copy, it's free of charge. Just mention whether you need a CD or an audio tape. It's all free of charge. The reason for that is free of charge is a lot of people out in radio land that can't afford it. Paying anything for it. I've been told by many people that people will not appreciate it if you don't charge. I've been told by the experts, but the Lord gave salvation to me free of charge, and I don't want to charge for it. But part of the gospel, if you'd like to tie it to the church, that's your duty towards the Lord. He says that you're robbing God of the nations of being able to preach to him if you don't. But if you don't, we'll take your reward and just go with it ourselves. But we have a wonderful program tonight. We got some more exposés. And we're preaching the gospel, and the gospel tells us to resist Satan and pull down all the strongholds of Satan in this world. And there's a whole bunch of them. And very few people are pulling down these strongholds and putting everything into the subjection of the word of the Lord. And so we, I love doing that. We have some letters. And until then, let's go up to the throne and ask the Lord to anoint this service. Father, anoint this service. Your spirit is only effective in all things. But if a person is not allowing you to preach what you will through them, then of course no one will be saved, because it's written that no one can be saved unless the Spirit draws them unto you, Father. So draw folks out in radio land to you through me, that souls may be saved, and that the church may be edified, strengthened, and that everyone will be given more wisdom, knowledge, and understanding of who the enemy is in this world, and how the enemy, where the enemy is, and how he operates. And we cannot, Lord, successfully, as you say, we can't fight an enemy that we can't see. The people today are trying to make it look that there's an unseen, an invisible enemy. But these people are very visible, and we can see them. We know who the terrorists are, and they are the terrorists that destroyed Waco, the Waco massacre, the federal building in Oklahoma City, the World Trade Center, the ship Liberty out in the ocean during the Six-Day War, was bombed under the orders of President Johnson. President Johnson wanted our own naval ship to be sunk to the bottom of the ocean and blame Egypt for it, so that the Vatican, so that we, under the orders of the Vatican, could go in and control the entire Middle East. This is so sinister, and only captains, the admirals, and other naval personnel that were on that ship. The admiral called President Johnson, and Johnson said, I want that, I'm not sending help for you, I want that blankety-blank ship sunk to the bottom of the ocean with all United States naval men on it. Lord, everywhere we look for hundreds of years back, we see that this country has been shot. We know that just not too long ago, that we were in World War II, that General George Patton and General MacArthur both wanted to win the war for the United States of America, but they were fired for that reason, because they wanted to win the war for the U.S. What they did is elected the one world man, President Eisenhower. The Vatican saw that the United States was so powerful that it was overwhelming Germany. But then they stopped Patton, and MacArthur was doing a great job in the South Pacific. They hired, they recruited Russia. They recruited other countries, Britain, to help to make it look like we needed the aid of other nations in order to justify a new world order, a one world government. And it was all set up. We've been destroying our own people under the orders of presidents of the United States and the administration. The people that are running this government is not the United States government. It is a government that is fearful of Rome, a government that is fearful of Satan, and so they have become Satan. And they're under orders to sink our own ships, to destroy our own buildings, to destroy our own Christian people, to destroy the people that were in the federal building. We know that FBI people were pulling their children out of there just minutes before the bomb blew up in Oklahoma City. We know that there have been FBI men that were there that knew about this, and they were involved in it up to their necks. The same thing with the World Trade Center. We have the FBI man who confessed to it. And we have a piece of literature that was written by him and myself explaining the details of how they called Waco a turkey shoot, our own government and President Clinton. And Lord, we see the propagandists are blaming the wrong parties today. They say that that it was Iraq that blew up the buildings or the Arabs, when in fact it was an inside job. And 92-97% of the people in this country don't believe that propaganda anymore. They're wising up. They don't believe propaganda. And I just thank and praise the Lord for it, Lord. I ask, Lord, that you uncover these people, open up the way, the truth of how we must know who our enemy is. For how can we resist the enemy if we don't know who he is? You've commanded us to resist Satan and his people, and he will flee from us. Now, dear Lord, they are attacking people in churches like crazy. I'm saying, Lord, why do they not attack the homosexual church, the Vatican, the child molesting church, the Vatican, all these altar boys that were molested? Whatever happened to those court cases? Why is not the media, why is not the government pursuing these Antichrist bastards, Father? They call this one man in the press, they call him a polygamous church. They're driving that home to try to make it look that polygamy is more, which is condoned by you, Lord, in the Bible, is worse than homosexuality. The homosexual church, Why don't everybody, why don't we all begin calling the homosexual church and the whorehouse? This is where the History Channel even stated, Father, that was the first whorehouse, that if anybody wanted to have relationships with a female, they knew that they could go to the Catholic Church, and that's where the nuns were. And anyone that wanted a homosexual affair, they could go to the priest. But of course, the priest had a supply of young boys. Even I mentioned this for years, Lord, and people wouldn't believe it. They became so irate at me. And now even the press had to divulge these things because there's so many of these little children that came forward and ratted them out. That is the homosexual church, the child molesting church, and it's the anti-Bible church. These are the ones that are taking the Bible out of schools. It sounds so far-fetched, but your word tells us these things, Father. And of course, people can't believe it because they don't read the Bible. But if the people in radio land and television land will fix their Bible instead of listening to these false prophets, they would be so much better off. They'd know who our enemy is. It's Satan. And the Bible says that Satan's seat is in Rome, Italy. It's in the city of the seven mountains, the seven hills. And the Bible plainly tells us that it gives us a complete description of this ugly organization, this homosexual, this child-molesting church, this thieving, murdering church that has murdered hundreds of millions of people. It murdered over 1.5 million Vietnamese people and sent our boys overseas like gun fodder to fight a war that was nothing more than propaganda, a dirty, filthy bunch of lies, just like the war on Iraq. They had no weapons of mass destruction, and it was not them who destroyed the federal building. It was the people in our government that did that. It was the people in our government. You could see them on television daily at Waco destroying those little children, their mothers, and their dads. They are maniacs, Father. And we pray that they get saved before it's everlastingly too late for them. And then to think that they blew up those little children in the daycare centers of the federal building. But there were so many evil people that work in the federal buildings because they took part in the Waco massacre. They took part in the federal building in Oklahoma City. They took part in World Trade Center destruction and the death of 3,000 people. And look at the American people and the people that are Christians. They like to hear about how to enjoy everyday life with Joyce Myers instead of resisting Satan by pinning the tail on the donkey. There are these people, Father, that have explained all these things that President Bush is doing in the administration, but they don't tell who's giving them the orders. We know that the presidents are not smart enough to do it, but they are recruited, these ignoramuses, these presidents are hired to take the heat off the Vatican. The Vatican, the propagandists tell it was the commies. The propagandists then told us, then the news media, which is Satan's mouth, the Bible said that Satan was given a mouth, and it's the new news media. And then they say it's Russia and China. We've got to watch out because they've got their missiles pointed this way. when their goal is to just make everybody so afraid of the terrorists, and they want them to be invisible or mysterious. But they're only a mystery and invisible to people that don't read the Bible, because the Bible tells us that this enemy, where Satan's seat is Rome, the city of the seven hills or mountains, and that they have governors, or those that rule for them, in every place in the world. Avril Manhattan stated they're like a bunch of termites, and they've born into the actual fiber of everything in the world and in the United States of America. And now the Vatican is using our manpower, our boys, to bring everything under what they call, the propagandists calls, democracy. But let's face the music on that one. That's a propaganda word, because there's no such thing as democracy. It happens to be dictatorship. Satan, this is his final bid to take over the entire earth, just before God comes and destroys him and throws his wretched body and all the duped or propagandized people in the world and Satan's angels to throw them into hell, and then death and hell into the lake of fire. And just when they think it's the worst down there, that it can't get any worse, it's going to get four times or doubled, and then four times. And just when they think that that is as hot as it can be and as tormenting as it can be, then it'll double again and maybe quadruple. And then just they'll say, oh my God, it can't get any worse. Then it will double and quadruple again. And this will continue on over and over many times a day throughout eternity. And it's just when it's so blistering and fiery, then they'll, I wonder what these people will think, and how they think that what they did here on earth was worth that. And I'm sure the Lord will give them a vision of us who have kept the commandments of the Lord and preached the truth, that he'll give them a glimpse of us in paradise, in heaven. You know, propaganda started out, Father, I know that very well, from your word at the Garden of Eden. The propagandists are saying that there's good propaganda for selling stuff like McDonald's hamburgers and all these greasy French fries that have made our people the most obese nation, morbidly obese nation in the world. This is all propaganda, too, to destroy our children. And, Lord, I pray that souls will be saved. There's so many, so much propaganda going on in this world that it's just, we couldn't even touch the surface of it, just even the tip of the iceberg on this program. People, I've been telling them about the Vatican for years and how they hide their homosexuals and child molesters in the Vatican, just like they hid the assassins of Abraham Lincoln in the Vatican. They fled. One of them was killed, and the rest of them fled to Canada, and then they were taken by the Vatican, the Catholic cult, the homosexual church, the child molesting church. They took these murdering church, the anti-Bible church. They hustled them overseas into the Vatican and kept them there with the homosexual pope. Pope John Paul II. Pope John Paul II was made pope because of his aid to destroy the Jews in World War II at Auschwitz. Lord, expose these devils. I pull them down, as you say, pull down every evil thing that exalts itself against your word. And they hate your word, and that's why they don't want the children to see it, because the Bible tells exactly who this supposed to be invisible army is, these terrorists are, that terrorists are the Vatican. The terrorists are the governors of the Vatican in all the different countries, and all the underlings under them, whose brains have been corrupted by this diabolical, propagandized organization, which the Bible says, Father, which you say is power, given its power by that great red flag of the devil. Lord, let souls be saved from this broadcast, and let the church be strengthened, and Lord, let them uncover and fight Satan the proper way, the way that you've shown me, the way that you're dealing through me to do it. Let them be led by you, Lord, to do the same things that I'm doing, in Jesus' mighty name, that the souls will be saved and the church edified, in Jesus' name, amen and amen. So we need to unite like Christian soldiers and march together with the Lord. Here's myself singing.
National attention has been focused on Banner Hill.
Onwards, Christians.
Christians are being kidnapped, tortured, committed to mental institutions, accused of brainwashing and mind control. Arise, Christian America. The King is coming. Hold fast. The day of the Lord is here.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus going on before, Christ the royal master leads against the
get together and be conscious and be intelligent of the manipulation, the so-called invisible governors and those who press the buttons that control you, the public's thinking. Demonic people working behind the scenes, dictators, exercise satanic dictators, exercising satanic power in the form of that which Goebbels, Hitler's propagandist man, calls propaganda. This power that they say is more powerful than bullets. Dirty, filthy lies that they say about Christians. They're even saying on television now, they bring backsliders up to the podium and say, "My pastor put me out of the church because I kissed a girl." Another one says, "He put me out of the church because I wanted to go to a public school." I do the same thing, man. You know, we don't allow any hanky-pank in this church. Now, you people that are supposed to be believers in separation between church and state, you let us run our churches, and we see that you're not doing very well running the governments of the world, with all the diabolical propaganda that you've been putting out, given to you by the Vatican, because you don't have a brain in your head yourself. You're not doing too well, but we are. And if people wanted to leave our church and go to a public school, we'd put them out. We are a church, and we're the lighthouse, the most powerful lighthouse on the face of this earth now, and I'm not going to allow our children to go to a public school when we have our own school here. I'm the president of the American Association of Non-Denominational Christian Schools, and I'm not brainwashed by you propagandists out there. I can see everything that you're doing because I used to be in the promotional field myself, but I promoted movie stars with all the baloney that goes behind promoting people. But you people are pushing the buttons and deceiving the people, working behind the scenes doing that, you evil dictators. You're in the same classification as the people, you people that are running this country under the power of the Pope, the Vatican, which the Lord said is given its power by that great red dragon, the devil. And so you're in the same classification as those that are into voodoo. And those of you that you're the same as witch doctors, only with more satanic ideas, more power to destroy people if you're not uncovered. So you're below them. There are millions of serpents. You're one of their half-wit servants working under them as robot-like servants who've been brainwashed by these evil goons who become active by the mere touch. You people become active by the mere touch of a button or the snap of their fingers. There are but a few expressions of the icy satanic pattern that have consistently driven the homosexual child molesting, anti-Bible, lesbian Catholic Church. The church whose headquarters are in Rome, just as the Bible, the Book of Revelation, states that it is. Antichrist, that's what you are. God's word says that you sit where the seven mountains are, on which the woman, the great whore, sitteth. That's Revelations chapter 17, verse 9. The book of Revelation states that this whorish, it's like a whore, the mother of every abomination on earth, such as child molesting. I call you the child molesting church. You like to call people that are of the Lord, you call them every kind of false thing. and you are now trying to run the churches. Now, you government bastards, stay out of the church business, all right? Because if you're saying that we have a constitution anymore, that constitution was taken away when you fired Patton and MacArthur, who were fighting to keep America strong. They were fighting to make America strong, to preserve it as one nation, only one nation under God. So, and to keep the separation of church and to preserve and defend the Constitution, which you stinking presidents have not done at all. As a matter of fact, you felt that because of the fact that we were winning the war in Germany, you thought, we can't do that now. The Vatican says we can't do that. Now let's propagandize them and invite Russia to help. And they were holding General Patton and MacArthur back by saying, let the generals in England do this, and you back off, Patton, and let this other general do this over in the South Pacific. Now, MacArthur back off, and they kept protesting, saying, well, I can win this war. We can win this war if you do it my way. But they wouldn't listen to Patton because they all knew, along with General Eisenhower, who had committed himself to becoming a one-worlder, a Vatican one-worlder. So they had to destroy buildings and destroy people and make it look like it's other nations, just like when they were trying to sink the USS spy ship Liberty, and Johnson says, I want that blankety-blank ship down at the bottom of the ocean. And what they were going to do is blame Egypt for that war in Israel. And they were going to, they believed themselves that they could pull that one off. And there were generals that and admirals that heard President Johnson giving that order over the phone. And there was an aircraft carrier in the air that was sending out planes, and Johnson called them back. And they couldn't believe that they were going to call the planes back from defending that United States ship, intelligence ship. Well, we see that people have been recruited by the Vatican to publicize these things to make it look as though it were the president's fault, but they were taking orders from the Pope. Now, Alex Jones, they're letting him run crazy, just all, oh, yes, Bush, everything is Bush, everything is Bush. And it is, but it's the his administration along with him and all the different agencies in the United States, FBI, BATF, and IRS, and all different. The IRS is packing guns now. Tax collectors packing guns. And Charlie Sheen, a two-bit actor, down the tubes are pushing him. These are all Catholics. And they're paid handsomely to put the blame on Bush, just like they put the blame of everything on the commies, on the Russians, on now the Arabs. They're stirring up the Arabs. They stir up the Russians. They stir up the Chinese. They stir up all the people, the Iranians, the people in Iraq, the everybody. The Bible says that she has her terrorists. In every country, they do these terrorist acts, and then they blame, the Vatican orders it, and then they blame other countries, giving them the right, because they feed this to you through the media, to go in and invade these other countries so that they can put them under, quote, democracy, unquote, which is nothing more than dictatorship. And then, of course, we have this Michael Moore, you saw them putting him on television all over the place saying how bad Bush is and the senators and congressmen, and they are. But they're just puppets of the Vatican. if you don't know where this is coming from, it's always going to keep coming. You've got to realize, you've got to come to your senses and believe the Bible. The Bible says it's coming from Rome. Amen?
Amen.
So don't keep being sticking your head in the sand. You think that because the Bible says if you uncover this mess, if you uncover the whore, then she will flee from you. The stuff that's going on in the country, the Bible being taken out of schools, they don't want you to know what the Bible says because the Bible says that it's them. So they're trying to tell you that it's an invisible organization, but it's not invisible to those of us that know the Bible. The Bible, God's Word, says that this is the problem of that's every problem that's going on the earth is coming from the place, Satan's seat, where the seven mountains are, on which the whore, the woman, sits. Revelation 17:9. The book of Revelation states that this whorish cult is the mother of harlots and the abominations of the earth. Do you know what abominations means? That means the most evil, wicked sins that there is. This is called the abomination that makes everything in the world desolate. That's Satan's work, is to make everything desolate. And if you believe in this organization and fear it and don't fear the Lord, you have the same, it's just the same as taking the mark of the beast, and there's no forgiveness for this. And you're going to go to hell and spend eternity in the lake of fire. This is the abominations of the earth. It's the child molesting. They molest these little altar boys for years, and they've murdered them. They're the homosexuals. They're the lesbians. There's the prostitutes, the first house of prostitution. They're the mass murderers. They've murdered hundreds of millions of people and saints. They're thieves. They take people's property and sell it for pennies on the dollar. They're liars. This is Revelation 17:5. Read it for yourself. There are but a few characteristics of the Antichrist church government that who manipulates your thinking and the thinking of the entire world, men, women, and children, by propaganda, which is born propaganda, these lies. The Bible says that Satan is the father of liars. These people can't tell the truth if they wanted to, because they're possessed with the same satanic lying spirit of Satan. They can't tell a lie. They can't do anything but lie, rather. There's no way they can tell the truth. The Vatican cannot do anything, and the people that are involved with the Vatican in this country, and it's most of the people that are supposedly in charge, your marshals, they're all robots for these people. They're the ones that jump every time they snap their fingers, because they're going to either be working for the government or McDonald's or Wendy's. That's that's where their intelligence is. Either there or Trudy's Diner. They're either going to be a government worker or a busboy at Trudy's Diner. So all this propaganda is born in the Vatican. It's sent to the propagandists, which is the news media, Satan's mouth, and the government, called the beast, that this monster from Rome it rides on. And there's a picture that they have in many Bibles that shows a picture of this big, fat whore drinking wine out of a big goblet riding on the back of this monstrous animal, like a dragon, which is the beast. This is from Rome. The whore rides on the media and the government. The media, again, is Satan's mouth. God rules, but Satan's threesome beast says that the propagandists are the ones that rule. And the reason they say that is because they've deceived you people in the world. The Bible says that she has deceived the whole world. And only because God said that Satan is a defeated foe. And but you people believe the same propaganda that Satan told Eve in the Garden of Eden. He told her that God is a liar. God is dead, just like the people are saying, these government propagandists are saying today. I told a UN man when I was on the Sol Olympia, a boat headed from Venice to Haifa, Israel. He said, we're just guarding Israel. We're trying to keep the peace over there, Tony. And I said, well, how are you trying to keep the peace? He said, well, you know, the Palestinians have to share that land and all. I said, that land was given to the Jews, and it, you know, there was no time limit, and it meant forever. He says, well, Tony, that was a long time ago, as if the word of the Lord, when he says something, that it's not going to happen. He also stated that there'd be a one-world government, and he said that a long time ago to Mr. UN person, but it's happening. It happened already. And the Bible says that this organization would be brought about by a bunch of liars, by propaganda. In other words, they'd be preaching peace and safety, but the Bible says that's a lie, because he says, when they preach peace and safety, then cometh sudden destruction for them. And everything that's not in the Lord will burn. But if we're in the Lord, not one hair on our head will be harmed. As a matter of fact, if you're bald, you're going to have a new head of hair without using that lotion that they advertise on these infomercials. When you get to heaven, you're going to be perfect. If you've only got one leg, one arm, if you've only got, you know, your features are bad, you're going to look beautiful in the kingdom of heaven, because there's nothing but perfection in the kingdom of heaven. Now, God said this, and he said that Satan wants you to believe that that's all there is this what's here right now. And therefore, you better do what he says, because you're only going to live once, and you're not going to live twice. And therefore, the Bible says in Revelations 12:9 that Satan deceiveth the whole world. And how does he do it? He does it, that's Revelation 12:9. He does it with propaganda. And you believe him. You believe him who deceived Adam and Eve and has deceived the people of this world and has destroyed millions of people. And they try to make it look as though that it's the terrorists. But they don't tell you that they're the terrorists. They know, they can prophesy that certain things are going to happen, because they know they're the ones that's going to do it. And when President Bush says it's going to be a long, long war, it's going to last over 100 years, well, that wouldn't encourage me to believe in a government like that. I believe the Lord is going to be back well before 100 years. President Bush, you're a flake. You're a little puppet that believes all the propaganda that they're telling you. And the Lord would love you to be saved, and that you would come forward and make a public statement that you were deceived, and that you know that these things that I'm saying are absolutely true. But you wouldn't do that because you're afraid they'd kill you. But if you made a stand for the Lord, all you people in government, like John Peeler did, who was the FBI man that pulled the lid off the things that they've been doing at the Waco massacre, the federal building, and also the World Trade Center, if you'd come forward, the Lord would protect you also. Because what you would be doing would be resisting the devil, and they would flee from you. But you got this drinking problem because you got to bury your conscience or try to bury it in booze. And what good will that do when you come to the crude awakening, when you're yanked up out of your husk before the judgment bar of the living God, and he tells you, depart from me, you wicked, I never knew you. And he's casting you and all of the evil other people that follow the Vatican, Satan. Those and everyone else that's been deceived. Those who have been propagandized. You've been propagandized yourself. Do whatever. You're doing whatever the Antichrist church, the homosexual church, the child molesting church, tells you to do. How could you follow a child molester, you stinking idiot? All of you out there, how could you follow a child molester? And these people are accusing people that are preaching the gospel of child molestation. We know if we did anything like that or if we abused children, our souls would go to the same hell you people are going for lying about us. We'd go to the same hell as you. You think I want to be there with you? I'm sick and tired, you know, of being around you right here on earth. I can see right through you just like your cellophane. So this is the child molesting church, the child molesting government, the child molesting media. They're all one and the same, just like God is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. The Holy Spirit, rather. There's no, God is not a ghost. He's the Spirit. But the media, they would have them to do exactly as Satan tells them to do, because they're given their power by Satan, and they do all that he says without even, some of them don't even know that they're doing what Satan says. They actually, some of them think, are doing the will of God, and that they are of God, because they planted it in the Bible. False statements like the civil government of this earth, the Antichrist, is our leaders. God forbid that you're my leader, that's for sure. I'm your leader, and you'd better listen to me because the Lord's coming back to earth again. And if you die in the night or something happens to you this afternoon or this morning, whenever you listen to this broadcast, if it happens, the state that your soul is in right now is the state that it's going to go up before the Lord, and there's not going to be any possible way for you to change yourself within a split of a second because you're there. The skill of the propagandists is not man's invention. The Bible states that this seemingly fearsome threesome is given its power by the great red dragon, the devil. That's in Revelation 13, 2 through 4. And actually, it's Revelation, well, that's 13, 2 and 4, and 12, 3. Expert propagandists, in other words, expert liars, take pride in their ability to fake detachment. In other words, they get something going, then they pretend. They take pride in pretending that they didn't do anything. You know, all we did was said words. Like somebody, like they sent many people, lie and send people to the gas chamber or to take the needle, as they give today, or some to the guillotine, and some, I guess they're using the electric chair someplace still, and hanging in other countries. But these propagandists, the expert ones, take great pride in their ability to, when they faked everybody out, they also are able to fake their detachment. They said, we didn't do anything, and take pride also in their pretense of innocence. They pretend like they're innocent at the chaotic, evil things that they have done, that they've committed here on earth. But no matter how skillful they are at their pretenses, the Spirit of God is watching. God is omnipotent. He's everywhere. And it's nothing for him to see you. He sees everything that you're doing and even knows how diabolic your soul is. And he wants you to know how badly you need to be saved. You need to be washed in his blood and come out of that evil, fearsome threesome, the one world homosexual, child molesting, murdering, thieving cult in Rome, and stop working for him. It'd be better that you go to work for Trudy's Diner. How much money do you need? Do you get that much kicks wearing a uniform and a badge and carrying a flashlight and a billy club and a gun? Gives you a real sense of power. Because that way you know people respect you, and if you were working as a busboy, they wouldn't, but God would respect you, okay? God doesn't respect you. The Lord hates the workers of iniquity, especially those that have made up their mind that they're not going to repent. God sees it. He sees everything. He sees it all. And he never forgets it either. And unless, the only way that he forgets it is if he... You come to him and he washes it away, every filthy sin you've ever done in your life, in the precious blood that Jesus shed for you on the cross at Calvary. Then he forgets it. It goes into the sea, all your filthy sins goes into the sea of his forgetfulness, and he doesn't remember it against you anymore. But if you ever come to this point to where they desire to repent of the evil that they have taken pride in pretending that they had never done, that they had never committed. The propagandists who detach themselves from the guilt of what they have done, and again, proud of it, and because of their ability to detach themselves and pretend innocence, it becomes a strong selling point for others who are evil to live their same kind of lives. And they want to be hired by the same organization, the evil child molesting, homosexual, lesbian, murdering, thieving bunch of goons and governors and their little inferior people that they have jumping at the snap of their fingers, or many other prophets, so that they can become other propagandists, such as including the United States manpower to go to war against the supposed to be terrorists, the innocent countries, before they can control the masses into such a state of frenzy. They first must propagandize the Bible. They have to bring the Bible down below their level, God's only guide for you to be able to enter the kingdom of heaven. And I have to stop right now. So, I mean, everything that you've ever been taught in your life is propaganda. The only thing that you're here that we're going to tell you is the truth from God's word. You have to make up your mind whether you're going to believe God or
the propagandists, the child molesters, the homosexuals, lesbians, the murderers, the rapists, the thieves. And you can do that. You can come to the Lord right now. Either you turn your, you come to the Lord now, or that means that you have made a firm stand for the devil, for the devil's church, for the homosexuals, the child molesters, the propagandists that try to tear down God's word and his people. All right, come to the Lord now by saying this prayer. Say, my Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, and I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. I open the door of my heart, and I invite you into my heart, Lord Jesus. Wash all my sins away in the precious blood that you shed for me. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. You will save my soul. I know because your word says so. Your word says you'll turn no one away, and that includes me. Therefore, I know you've heard me. I know you've answered me, and I thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving my soul. Now just raise your hands and praise and thank the Lord. And Sharon, come and tell them how they may be, four different ways how they may be able to get a copy of this tape or this CD.
Go to alamoministries.com or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 6467, Texarkana, Texas 75505, or call area code 479-782-7370, or fax to area code 479-782-7406.
Now, God will stand by you if you continue on in the Lord. And here I am with the Stamps Quartet singing Stand By Me. Tune in tomorrow. Make sure you do. This is Tony Alamo, World Pastor, saying God bless you.
When the storms of life are raging, stand by me. When the storms of life are raging, stand by me. When the world is tossing me like a ship out on the sea, now who do next? Wind and water, stand by me. When I'm growing old and feeble, stand by me. When I'm growing old and feeble, stand by me. When I do the best I can, and my friends misunderstand, now who never lost the battle, stand by me. Now who never lost the battle, stand by me.